Good afternoon, Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada, George Freund, and riding shotgun, Daniel, still on his mount, so there's no sense wasting a good horse and a good shotgun to ride shotgun.
Yes, sir.
You hear that sound? You hear that sound, son? That's freedom. I love to wake up to the sound of freedom. In the morning, it sounds like victory. And there's no greater victory than cavalry, and there's no greater cavalry than the Power Hour Cavalry. We're forming posse. We're going to Wuhan, and we're going to look at this coronavirus. Somehow, for some strange reason, Scott Bennett seems to be AWOL, and we can't get a hold of him. And I haven't heard from him for a couple of days, so hopefully, you know, nothing's amiss, and it's just some kind of miscommunication or something like
hopefully
that.
Hopefully he didn't go to China. Hopefully he stayed away from China.
Well, you know, for a lot of people that are trying to tear apart the American Republic or destroy Canada or something like that, I was teasing people at work to say, you know, we're putting together a tour to go to China. It's 150% off. But it's 300% to get out, if you can get out. And we're glad to send you. Have a great time. Don't bother sending any postcards.
Yeah.
In case you
have to be sterilized, unless you spray them with Lysol first.
Oh, indeed. Like some of the reports, you know, that I just got, because it's amazing. You know, you got everything planned out, and you think, you know, you're all ready to go on stuff and all this sort of thing, and then you get a new one. But Tencent has sent out a report that the real data on the Wuhan virus deaths is in error. So they were listing that is really 154,000 infections with 25,589 deaths as of the time they wrote that article, which was a couple of days ago. And the incinerators at the crematorium are working 24/7, burning 100 bodies a day, according to the Daily Star, which is more, you know, one of those kind of newspapers that's, you know, glorifies all kinds of topics, but sometimes they're the ones that tell you the truth, because corporate media has an agenda, and they have to follow that agenda if they want to keep their secret decoding ring and stay in the loop. But if those are the facts, that's a very, very, very nasty turn of events, and it's not that we don't expect that, because what do you expect from communist China? They're going to lie, no matter what. They're going to lie.
Hey, George,
they're going to lie.
George, let me ask you. You know, I've been talking about this certainly on air, and people, guests have come on. I have a certain take and certain opinion, kind of what I've pieced together. What do you think actually has happened here in China? What are we witnessing with this virus?
Well, what I see is we had a dangerous, dangerous thing happen. And it's a story Zero Hedge reported. And then, of course, they got hacked a little bit so that you couldn't read them. But he had a story, and even though I'm in Canada, I never heard this in any of our news, that Canada's National Microbiology Laboratory, our level 4 research place in Winnipeg, had Chinese agents in there. And they came to be under investigation last July. A doctor, forgive me for my Chinese, because I know if you get something wrong, you could say, you know, all kinds of weird things, but Jian Juqiu was the head of the vaccine development and antiviral therapy section at this laboratory, and she worked with her husband, a Dr. Kading Cheng, another biologist. And a four-month investigation was carried out that they were taking things to Wuhan, to their national biosafety laboratory, and that they were also involved with the Americans. So they were working at Johns Hopkins School of Medicine and the U.S. Defense Threat Reduction Agency studying immunotherapy for Ebola viruses. And they make no bones about it that they're involved with this CRISPR-Cas gene editing program where you're making something in Dr. Frankenstein's lab. And I've always said for a long time on many shows in the past that Justin Trudeau, you may think of him as, you know, like the class clown or something like that, he is the most dangerous enemy the United States has, and probably the world, bar none. And he's heavily involved with China, just like his father before him, to open China up. He's maybe not a card-carrying Chinese communist, but he's probably about as close as you're going to get. And he'll do anything to upset and destabilize the Western world, the countries in it, and bring us to this happy utopian cultural Marxist society.
How did Canada elect somebody like him? I mean, is it kind of the same thing here? You know, why do we have the politicians we do? I mean, I have a hard time believing that Canada will like somebody like that, but I guess they do. I don't know.
Oh, they do. They do. It's a religious issue. It really is. Because the politics and the Democratic Party overall and some of their candidates, and could be with all different sorts of candidates overall, they offer you like a free license to sin on anything you want. You want to slaughter your babies? Hey, we're in there for you, buddy. You want to break up families? Go right ahead and do it. Your state's on your side. You want to get involved in anything that would be scripturally sinful? You have government approval. You want to completely destroy the Christian religion? Rubber stamp. And that plays to the mob, and the mob likes that. And a lot of, I work in the gay village and in, you know, just the hardcore liberal establishment area. And, you know, they don't keep me chained up or anything like that. But you get to talk to people about things. They care not the slightest little bit about the corruption, the risks, the problems that this person and that philosophy brings to the world, as long as I get my sin. If I've got my sin, the world can go to hell in a handbasket. And that seems to be the general consensus of opinion. And sometimes people that might be laughed at and put on the religious right, we realize that we have to give up and sacrifice things for the greater good and give up on some of the sin debt and walk a moral high road, even though it's a whole lot easier to, you know, your buddy's got his arm around your shoulder, let's go to the tavern, don't go home and play with your kids, or, you know, to take a better approach to things and to ask maybe that we do that society-wide, that we bring babies into the world. We don't kill them. You said yesterday, you know, that's something that haunted me since I was in high school in my political re-indoctrination camp, was when they started to bring up in civics, you know, the abortion issue and things like that. And you talked about this child who's having surgery and a hand is coming forward, I believe it was 21 weeks. And that hand came forward, too, in photographs for medical people for abortions. So what this baby is doing is warding off, in the final defensive maneuver that you can make, is you put your hands up. You see that frequently with people who are being murdered or seriously assaulted. The only thing you can do is try to protect yourself. You put your hand up and you get wounds in the forearm or the hands. And that even completely unborn and undeveloped, the way they tell us, this child knows that what's coming in my mother's womb is here to kill me, and I have to put up whatever I can to try to protect myself, to ward this off for whatever millisecond or two longer I can live. And if there was anything that could turn me to say that this is murder, that this is wrong, and, you know, I could never accept this at all, especially in the modern era where we have birth control, to say that that we're going to just wholesale take life at a whim and not have the slightest care or consideration about it, just made me, you know, sick, really, and just made me an advocate to believe that I'm going to walk the moral high road on an issue like that. If you said it, and I love what you said before, Daniel, you know, you have the right to choose, the right to choose to have sex. And then I add, once you make that choice, you have responsibilities.
Do you think that's starting to turn? Because in America, I don't know about Canada. In America, I think if we make a push here, I think we can turn this.
Yeah,
I think the.
Without a doubt. Here in Canada, we have a much better propaganda network, really, to manifest these things. They look at it, it's almost like the climate change. It's a belief in some unseen, unnatural force that you have to condone and agree with all this stuff. I used to argue a lot with a guy I used to know. He was a Vietnam vet. You know, he was a jet airline pilot in his older years. Really great guy. Like, if you know, if you were lost in the middle of nowhere and it's just two people, you want him on your team. He was just that good. And he probably flew for Air America, but he didn't talk about that too much. But he just loved the plane from the movie, and he had that on his phone. You know, hey, look at this plane. I flew those. You know, and I go, well, you don't have to tell me what you did. I know. But we'd get into talks about that. And one of them was, because he was a hardcore Democrat, because he was an American, came to Canada in the Vietnam War. But we'd get into debates about things like abortion. And he was 100% for it because the Democratic Party's for it. And I go, you're not in a cult. I think you really are. You're not supposed to be in a cult. Like, you can have different opinions about things. And I'm going, you walked out of the Air Force because you wouldn't drop bombs on people anymore. You saw that what you were doing was wrong, and you walked a moral high road, and you paid a price for it. because everybody turned on him, and that's why he had to come to Canada and become a commercial airline pilot. They were on him like glue, monitoring every place he went, every phone call he made, because, you know, you left the reservation, but you did it for a good, honest, moral standing. And I'll tell you something. I'll bet my house against your house that if I gave you those tools to do that dirty work, and you had to see with your own eyes and feel with your own hands what you were doing, I think you'd walk the moral high road again. And, you know, there's no way you could take me up on that bet, but, you know, he did put his head down and turn away. But I believed in his heart that he couldn't do that. And I think when you give this to somebody to say, it's easy to talk, you know, when you're dissociated from something. But when you feel that life leaving a body at your hand, that's got to be something that just, you know, moves you, if there's anything in you to move. Long time ago, when I was a policeman, I had to guard Dr. Henry Morgenthaler.
Talk about, hold on. I didn't know you were a policeman.
But I was in my 20s, a long, long time ago.
What was that?
That was back in the 1980s when the world was a lot different.
Do you see, you know, a lot of people have varying opinions about police now. We see a lot of police brutality. We see a takeover, if you will, of the police, the way they're, you know, Canada's different than America. But in America, we have the Bill of Rights. We have these things. We're seeing it being totally ignored. Did you see any kind of change or transition or heavy-handedness moving into police there?
That's why I'm not a policeman anymore. I saw the corruption
what was that
from the
like?
Inside firsthand. And when you, it's like, Daniel, if I came to your house and we have a casual relationship with each other, we'd probably like laugh and smile and talk and share ideas, food, a drink, shooting, something like that. But when you're looking at people who are your so-called brothers in arms and you see them doing something wrong and they stick a pistol and put it in your head and threaten to blow your head off,
ooh,
it's a whole different world then. And then I realized that God gave me a higher calling. I don't know if I can really say on radio what I told that turkey, but, you know, I think you know what happens to people in prison for a long time. But I said, if you think going to prison in Canada for 25 years, because I'm in uniform, I'm in a police car, you shoot me, that's murder one, you're gone for at least 25 years. And if you think keeping other men happy when you bend over is worth it for 25 years, you go ahead and pull the trigger, because I'll be laughing at you from wherever I am forever, saying, what a stupid lout you are. And so they didn't have the gun. Basically, they're playing threats and intimidation, and it isn't going to work on me because I have a higher calling. I'm Christian. They always laugh at me to say, you know, aren't you afraid to go in this situation, that situation? I say, well, I got a partner. And they're looking at you like, you know, it's just you in the car. And I go, no, I got a partner. I said, the Lord's with me. And I have no fear of going anywhere or doing anything when the Lord is with me.
And how was that taken? How do people take that? You know, a lot of people feel that way, but in law enforcement, police officers, how did they take you having that opinion and feeling?
Well, at first, you know, they might try to tease you or something like that, but in the long run, it's a whole different thing where they respect you. Because as things happen and things happen, they can see the Lord is with him. You know, I've been at the alternative media thing a long time ago. I had a guest on last time, Stephen Kinzer, and we talked about the CIA and the dirty tricks, and basically his book was on Sidney Gottlieb, the CIA's poisoner, and he wrote the book on how to kill people and make it look like an accident, their manual for that. I forget what the name of it is off the hand.
Wow.
I've been down that road, brother. I've been down that road. Transport truck across the highway, dark, lonely night at the top of the hill just waiting for me, but I'm not a big speeder, so I came out of the math alive. God stopped time. I would have been killed instantly if I was anybody else. Killed instantly. And for some reason, you know, I'm just looking at it, just, you got like 40 feet to live, and you're going on, you know, it's a rural road, doing about 50 miles an hour, and I'm going like, that's it, I got, you know, one, two, I'm gone. It's it. So it's just me and the Lord. And then time stops, and I'm floating. I'm like, whew, what happened? What happened, brother? I don't know what's going on. And then the voice comes and just says, turn the wheel. And I said, and the voice says, turn it to the left. And I go, well, I'll hit the truck sooner. And the voice just said, trust me. So I turned the wheel. And when it's at the right place, time starts again. And I felt like I was accelerating, not deaccelerating. And I got caught by the trailer's landing leg, caught me like a baseball. 40-foot trailer, the cab on front. And how wide's this landing leg? A foot, foot and a bit. And it catches me in the end of the trailer. Is, you know, maybe 10 feet in front of me. And I was just like, wow. I felt no pain. And I'm just like, I'm floating in my mind. You know, I'm just floating. I go, it's like God just saved my life. And then out of the blue, in the middle of nowhere, this guy comes out with an ambulance attendant, and they're trying to get into the wreck. Well, I already know the game. I haven't read the CIA book, but I know the game. Well, the last thing I'm going to call is 911. I'm calling everybody I know, especially if they belong to a big church group. This is where I am. You come and get me as fast as you can. And this guy's trying to take my phone off me. But the way I was cradled into the wreck, he couldn't reach from the driver's side. He could only come in from the passenger side. And with two broken legs, I had to fight the guy. So he couldn't get my phone, because that's what he was after. Because I know full well, I lose that phone, I'm going to be DOA when I get to the hospital. And, you know, so it was pretty tense. So he said he was a policeman, you know, okay, who cares? You're not getting my phone. That's my only lifeline out of here. And then the cars started coming. And more cars filled with people from church and neighbors and stuff like that. And then this guy and the paramedic just started to disappear into the background and wandered away. And, you know, I know a nurse. She stayed with me in the ambulance ride. She slept in a chair beside me in the hospital the first night. And then for a week later, in, you know, in other medical treatment, she was at my side every minute. She says, George, do you know that when they came in to shoot you with morphine, they didn't put the safety lock on the needle? And if they gave you that whole needle, you'd be dead? She just tore a strip off that nurse. Just tore a strip off her. And she said, that's why I'm here for you. I'm your bodyguard while you're in the hospital. Nobody touches you.
What do you think made you get so much attention? And then what was it that you involved in or revealed that they felt so threatened?
Well, the two big stories I did the week before was this fellow McCain. He was running for president. And I did the USS Forrestal story where he's supposed to have flamed out his jet and started a massive explosion on the flight deck, which was loaded with weapons for war and fuel. It started probably one of the biggest naval fires in U.S. naval history, killed something like 100 men, wounded hundreds more. And he was the first rat off the ship because his dad was an admiral. And you look at pictures of the USS Forrestal, and the flames are going in the sky, you know, way higher than how long that ship is, and it's darn near 1,000 feet long. It's just unbelievable. I read the book on that. It brings tears to your eyes, how those men fought that fire. You talk about heroes. And a lot of them joined the Navy because they didn't want to go into combat in Vietnam, so they thought the Navy's a soft touch. They had all the firefighters were killed when the bombs went off on the deck. And they gave them these old World War II bombs that they found in the jungle in the Philippines that were sweating. You know, the chief petty officer took them on, just went straight to the officer who was in charge of armament, said, sir, throw them things overboard. I was in World War II. Those bombs are so old, they're in a poor condition, and the officer said, no, we're dropping them tomorrow, so we're just keeping them one night. It's no big deal. Well, they were 1,000-pound bombs, and they went off. All the firefighters are dead. The other guys didn't know how to fight fires. In those days, not all crew members were firefighters, just the ones who did that. Well, the other guys are reading the instruction book on how to do it at the same time as these gigantic flames are swallowing the ship. Can you imagine that you got hundreds of serious burn victims? There's two doctors. All of them need both doctors. So guys are having to work on these patients as best they can. And it's almost impossible to get them off in the near right here and now because nobody could come up that close to the ship because it could just explode and sink in any time. And when you read about the heroism of saving your fellows and just striving, you know, to make a difference, to save your ship, and any one of those people should be president of the United States. John McCain should have just been thrown overboard. And I can't remember the other pilot who was on the deck, but he rolled off into the scrambling nets and came back on deck and led the firefighters, or what was the new firefighters, into the battle against the smoke. That was a man qualified to be president of the United States, not John McCain. And this is all swept under the rug, but I did a big show on that. Then we had a big explosion here in Toronto at a propane factory, they said, or a propane plant. It was massive. You could hear the explosion, you know, 15, 20 miles away. Giant flame balls in the sky. It was unbelievable. And nobody talked about, you know, what's nearby or what's underground. Well, our air base was there, our old air base, CFB Downsview. And if you know anything about strategic bombing, you know 90% of your assets got to be underground. And they were doing stuff up there late at night. So faculty at the local university were telling me they're researching weapons of mass destruction up there. And that's what caused something to go wrong, and that's what ignited this explosion. It wasn't just like the simplest of accidents. And, okay, so I ran with the ball. And I was being followed late at night. Some guy was following me home with a big 5-liter Mustang and my little tiny 4x4 truck with a 4-cylinder engine. And I go, well, I know the back roads and I know the farm fields, and we'll see if that little sucker can handle it. So I just, you know, make a turn, get on a gravel road, then into a farmer's field that I know really well. I say, okay, you take your 5-liter Mustang in there, pal. It'll still be there next year. And, you know, outflanked him, come around another side a few miles away and go home. But then you could just see, you know, somebody's on you, and they're on you like glue. But that's okay, because that guy who was my partner when I was in my 20s, the Lord, he's still there. He's there all the time. He's watching over us right now saying, preach it. Save my people. Don't let them be enslaved by this new world order. Don't swallow the fruit from this poison tree, this silicon monster, to enslave you. Don't fall for these, you know, people who are making these poison vaccines, who are putting poison in the environment. Like one story that came out just blew me away was from Rolling Stone, saying they're spraying the roads with the brine from the oil wells. You think you're worried about coronavirus, brothers, sisters? That's a joke by comparison. This stuff is highly radioactive. And they use it to keep the dust down on gravel roads. I'm sure there's a lot of you live near gravel roads. And they said, you know, in the article, they tease you, you know, if a couple of guys came from the Middle East and they had a little bottle of this and they dropped it on the sidewalk in New York City, they'd be going down for weapons of mass destruction and terrorism. Never mind you're driving a big truck and spraying it all over the roads across the United States. Tens of thousands of picarels of radiation in some of these loads. And you walk, you know, it goes in the fields. You eat it. You wear it. You breathe it. Mm. And cancer is going to be 60% higher next few years than it is now, and it's bad enough now. Anyway,
well, there you go.
The music's here. We're going to take a break, and my deputy and I will be on the other side. Thanks for coming to Power Hour Nation.
God bless you, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food and storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
I'm your guest host from Canada, George Froyen. Scott is on Skype somehow, and we're filtering in and out of reception and non-reception, so he may appear magically at any moment. And Daniel asked me to remind you that Sharoon Lynn Wyatt is on tomorrow, and he's taking calls, so get involved in that. Get involved in Power Hour Nation totally and completely, really. It is part of the information war network to liberate us and protect us and save us. And basically, it's just God's gift to you to have and to manifest good things in your life and for your country and for your world. And, you know, that's a win-win-win-win proposition. I was just hinting about what was going on in Iowa, because I got an email from a chap. I'm trying to bring on the editor from Consortium News my next time up, if he comes up with his Skype address. And a group that sabotaged the Iowa caucus, begun by billionaire backer of the Alabama senatorial race in 2017. That's a chap named Reid Hoffman. And he's put some money into some pretty nasty things. And, okay. And this new fellow in the running is the party establishment pick, not your pick or anybody else's pick if you're a Democrat, is Stephen Buttigieg. And I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing his name correctly. Maybe we just call him Bootleg. And he's being sold into this race through a nonprofit Democratic group called Acronym that was launched by Shadow Incorporated, a mystery company. Now, infamous, unsecured, completely unworkable voter app is their claim to fame. And it may have been all done on purpose, by design, as Joyce used to say. I used to love that. It's all by design. And Hoffman is the founder, he's a billionaire, founder of LinkedIn, another one of those spy kind of things on you. And one of the beneficiaries of Hoffman's wealth is the CEO of Acronym, Tara McGowan, a 33-year-old former journalist, and Obama for American veteran. It's singular, I think they meant plural veterans, once touted as a weapon, a woman whose innovative tactics make her critically important to the Democratic Party. She's synonymous with the fiasco in Iowa and happens to be married to a senior advisor to Bootleg. Isn't that the coincidence? So this team is led by a chap named Dimitri Melhorn. He is the doer of this. And when you Google him, you get some really interesting results. And I was thinking, well, I wonder if he's Russian with a name like Dmitry. Well, maybe it's a mixed marriage and he's just half Russian. But the last name Melhorn, of course, is German, and a George Herbert Melhorn was a hardcore Nazi SS Oberfuhrer who was responsible for a lot of things with death camps, in league with Reinhard Heydrich and Schellenberg and a lot of the most notorious people that we could find. And he's also the guy that led the false flag attack on Germany that was blamed on Poland to start World War II, mass murder coordinator and such like that. So I don't know if our Melhorn is the same Melhorn, but obviously this guy is the doer, fixer, and poison, really, for what we're seeing in this. There's a lot of fear. I know I mentioned the Lord in the first part segment that I did with Daniel. And, you know, when I was a young boy, they could talk about religion in schools, and you could read from the Bible, learn to read, and you memorize Scripture. And one of the most comforting ones for me was the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And that's why he was always my partner in many things to, you know, whether you're facing danger or having stuff going down is, you know, I'll have no fear on that path. And even in this crash I was in, I had no fear. I'd been shot at. I had no fear. You know, I didn't even realize it at first because, you know, you get comfortable with the fact he's there for you. And it's like that with this coronavirus or anything we face. We've got the Trump card, no pun intended on the president, in our hand from the Bible. The Lord is with us. So there's nothing to fear, people. Nothing at all. Because as FDR said, the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. And what they try to do is scare you into submission. And if you don't allow that to happen, all their plans come to naught, and you're in the driver's seat. You're in control. And Scott Bennett, our guest now, is, you know, one of my all-time favorite human beings on the planet Earth because he's got the true grit, the true courage to be a patriotic American. He had the honor, probably one of the few people that wears a uniform in the modern era. In the old days when you had swords, you know, you had to have honor. And he was a man that could wear a uniform with honor, and even now he doesn't wear a uniform, he has the honor in his heart. And you just can't get any better than that. Welcome to Power Hour Nation, Scott. We're glad to have you here.
George, it's a pleasure to be with you, of course, and to hear your faith in the Lord is always inspiring to me. He is our source of strength. He is the one who gives us a tongue our enemies cannot gainsay nor resist. So it's great to be with you.
Indeed, indeed. You were giving me some briefings on this Wuhan virus last week when I asked you to come on the show from sources you had in China. What are they, and have they been developed more over the last few days?
Yeah, well, let me just say, to end your Buttigieg or bootleg or butt gauge or whatever you want to call the homosexual guy who is running for president, there are five CIA officers who have come in support of him. So I think he is a CIA stooge. I think this is definitely a deep state operation. RT is doing some very good work in exposing the very strange connections and the internet company connections. So I think we need to really watch him closely. But he seems to be the one that they're pushing. And I've said before, I could see the Democrat Party, the deep state, doing a Manchurian candidate situation where they assassinate one of their own in order to shoehorn in their real preferred candidate. It's the only way that they're going to shock and awe the population into accepting a Democrat is if they assassinate one and blame it on a Trump supporter. So be alert for that scenario. Don't be shocked if they do it. With the coronavirus, yeah, I would say this is a militarized, weaponized virus that was released due largely because of the blocking that the Chinese government has done by keeping everybody out. And the numbers we've heard, of course, from people inside China is have been infected, and it's turned into a very desperate situation. But it is also a perfect psyop for the Chinese because it instantly stops all trade war aggression. It gives China an out. It gives them a tap out condition where they can appeal to the world for time or escape valve, similar to what they did in 9/11 when the bonds were becoming mature and they would have to have been paid. Suddenly 9/11 occurred and the buildings that contained those bonds were destroyed and all sorts of other shenanigans surrounding 9/11. So I see the 9/11 as a similar sort of psyop to what this coronavirus could be doing. It could achieve multiple levels. It could remove the senior citizen level population of China, which is more of a burden and a parasitic variable, as the Chinese Communist Party sees it. It's also a way to block and stop the world from any aggression against China or criticism against China. And it's also, again, a potential militarized virus that was first obtained in Dubai, studied in Winnipeg, and then secretly shuttled over to China. And this is something that's just being released and run amok and discovered. So, you know, time will tell, but this is something also that could be used to explain or to grease some of the economic tribulation that may be coming in the next 6 months. There's a lot of predictors of a recession, depression. So this could be one of the forecasts or preliminary sort of steps to sort of soften that blow.
Oh, indeed. This, if people are into numerology and stuff, on Toronto Radio, that was always a big thing for us. And I forgot to play with the 2019 NCOV and such. But when you break down the numbers and you turn the letters into numbers ultimately and do some simple math, 2019 breaks down to 3, the N, 6, the C, of course, 3, the O, another 6, and the V, 3. So you have 3, 6, 3, 6, 3. So you have multiple variations of 666, whether you add them, multiply them, or whatever. So this was purposely picked by the dark side to put their power numbers in there to show that it is their patented kill them all, if possible, disease. But, of course, we do have the power of the Lord, and I don't hesitate to use that. What Mike Adams from Natural News came up with is the HIV-1 GP120 protein was put in, uniquely inserted into this virus. And that's not something that's going to happen, you know, from a bunch of hamsters kissing in a cage or, you know, a bat hanging upside down in a cave, giving it to a squirrel, and the squirrel takes it to another tree to give to a rabbit, and that ends up in the restaurant on your plate. No. That's all crap. This was man-made. And the fact that Western press is joining the People's Republic of China to hew the same lies and stories and deplatform people who are trying to tell you the truth is absolutely scandalous. Scandalous. And it's something that you have to be aware of. And, you know, I didn't mention some of the things in the past where, you know, our leader in chief up here, Comrade Trudeau, the things he did, I mentioned on shows past, is very important to know. Like, he got in league with the Chinese to put sensors for research on the bottom of the ocean on the Pacific side, just outside your naval bases, so that he could tell the Chinese when you're coming and going, and they can get a bead on maybe your family, but ultimately your defense structure of your submarines and other warships, so that they can start targeting you right away. You know, he did this to you, okay? You know, he is a quantum enemy, an enemy that's both foreign and domestic. He's domestic by treaty with NATO and NORAD, and he's foreign because he's on this side of the border. But he's a very dangerous man. He started a rocket program with the Ukraine, okay, using you as human shields, because they know if they did this rocket program anywhere else, the Russians might take it out, but they can't take it out here. because that would bring on World War III and kill all piles of you. That's the kind of man he is. He's the most ruthless, they put him up as a bumbling idiot, but he is a ruthless, conniving person. And he just happens to have the keys to the store, and he's in league with Obama, the Democrats, the Clinton Foundation, and many, many other things. So don't ever think for a minute that he's on your side at all. Like, I would be so radical if I was a president of the United States. I'd probably cancel a lot of agreements with NORAD and kick Canadians out and the Brits and maybe a lot of the Europeans, too, because I can't trust you anymore. I don't know who you're really working for until you start crawling through swamps and come out breathing and alive to show me that you merit defending the homeland. It's just that bad. It really is. He's the most dangerous person in North America and most likely the world. And I hope there's people in power in various places that will expose that and, orchestrate some kind of regime change on that for the lives and benefits of us all. Because if this cat gets out of the box, it might be race-specific, so maybe we're protected with that. And, I do travel with the Lord, so even though I had a Chinese girl, hacking up a lung in front of me and sharing fruit with another one who's a cancer patient, I just, like the old guy at church told me, I just pray over everything I eat and let God do the rest. And he lived a long time. But, these are issues. What else do you see in China that's, laying down a track to the culprits or the agenda, Scott?
Well, you threw in an interesting variable there, George, and I agree with you and share your faith. No weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise up against thee thou shalt condemn, and no plague shall come nigh thy dwelling. God says that again and again. No plague shall come nigh thy dwelling. So prayer is how we walk, and he gives us the strength and the wisdom and the endurance to go through things. Nothing can touch us except that God allows it. Job is our example. So nothing comes near us. And, of course, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. I can't wait to get out of the hellhole that we have here, but I have to occupy till he comes. And our job is to destroy the works of the devil. By making our light so shine before men that they see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. So when we go around destroying the works of the devil, when you are presenting on radio his wisdom, his truth, his confidence, you're destroying the works of the devil. You're inspiring people to see the Heavenly Father and his glory and his confidence. And quietness and confidence shall be your strength. And we're always running. We're more than conquerors. We're more than ascending. So these things that are happening upon the earth that are causing men's hearts to fail, they don't influence us. They don't scare us. They don't do anything but evoke a little bit of a comical laughter at the devil's minions. We feel sorry for souls that don't know the Lord, and we witness to them. We cast our bread upon the waters; it shall not return void. And the word, faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. So we're just the speakers for his frequency to emanate into the rooms and the world of humanity. And this is an exciting time. People have to have their idols taken from them, their health, their cars, their jobs, their buildings, their civilizations, their governments. They have to have those things crumble to turn their eyes to the Lord, the real source of all truth and love and hope. And those who turn away are not destined for it. Their names are not written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And they'll hear the words, "Depart from me, ye who do iniquity. I never knew you." There is a portion of that. A remnant shall be saved, and the vast majority shall not. So we're to occupy and to sow the seeds and reap the harvest. And this thing in the coronavirus with China, I think it's going to decimate the Chinese society and the Chinese people. It's going to crumble the Chinese Communist Party. I've said that from a psychological warfare perspective. This is the time to unleash all sorts of psychological warfare and information operations against the Chinese Communist Party to stop them from interfering further in Hong Kong, to roll back their influence operations in California. They've been meddling in California political affairs in San Francisco. now President Trump is indicted one of the key figures in the Democrat machine in San Francisco. He is going to lead by virtue of his email connections and phone calls and associations. This individual that's just been indicted by the U.S. federal attorney for fraud, for covering up feces and all that, he's going to lead us directly to the Chinese Communist Party connections, to Nancy Pelosi, to Feinstein, to all the Democrat machine players. And that's a very exciting thing. We've been praying for that, and we've been engaged in this fight here in California, and we've helped Ellen Zhao run for mayor. And this is the Lord's work. He's answered our prayers to overthrow the wickedness in San Francisco. So there are things that are moving, and I think the coronavirus in China is going to slowly crumble the Chinese authoritarianism. They may go into Tiananmen Square mode. But I think this is a time to really inspire the masses of Chinese society to overthrow, you know, the tyranny that exists there, and what you replace it with may have to be sort of a martial law military control for a short time, and then expand it into provinces and break up China and its superpower hold, and come in with a church sort of awakening as well. There's a lot of potential for the church to be awoken in China, to rise up to the surface, to pray, to heal, to ease people's suffering like the Good Samaritan. So I think the church in China is going to start breaking out like weeds beneath the cement and coming out through the cracks and slowly overwhelming the hard cement of sterility, which the Chinese Communist Party and godlessness has infected that society with. Never mind their cannibalism and their 330 million or billion abortions that they've done, and the Chinese one-child policy, or the decimation of their women population. Now the Chinese men are going around stealing sex slaves from Vietnam or Korea and then sharing them within, a family. So the father, the brother, and the son are all sharing the same wife. That's the form of wickedness which the Chinese Communist Party one-child policy and the destruction of its women has led to. So I think China is going to be in a full schizophrenic free-fall meltdown. They are good cobblers. They are good manufacturers of shoes and items that have already been invented by the West. They're good thieves. This is what Hong Kong describes a lot of mainland China as. But they're not original thinkers. They're not creative thinkers. They only replicate what's put in front of them. And they can do it for cheap because they've got billions of or millions and millions of people. So the only thing they have is, manpower, cheap labor. But I think all of that is about to crumble because all of that cheap labor is being taken out from them, with a biological panic that can arouse. Suddenly their economic productivity, their plants, their factories, and everything that they do will come to a grinding halt. So what happens then? This is something to sort of war game, 3 to 6 months increments at a time. And I would bet, there's a scenario that this could stop and instantly get better or suddenly disappear or even be shown as, a controlled burn, if you will. So they could put it out and extinguish it come summertime, in time for, the summer travel and all that. Or it could burn out of control like an inferno. And, you could see China fall into a full-blown martial law, control mode. You could see portions of China starting to break up into little confederacies and little civil wars, and the Uyghur population starting to wake up and rebel. You could see the Falun Gong, Falun Dafa, Shen Yun elements starting to really begin to wake up and move their people in ways that causes a further irritation to the Chinese Communist Party. So that's really the way to defeat them, of course, too, is from within and through multiple small bodies and confederacies and groups beginning to irritate and break up and rebel against the authoritarian control, the central control, which the Chinese Communist Party is notorious for. So I think this is going to end badly for China, and I think the West and the United States and Russia should really focus on the new China that can emerge. But at the same time, there's some diplomatic problems, because the West, the United States, seems to have run Russia into the arms of China, and they've done the same thing with Iran. Although those countries don't trust China because of history that they have with them, they have established fairly strong political ties because of the West's aggression and the wars in the Middle East and the hyper-aggression against Russia through Ukraine, which we've recently seen. So one thing that needs to happen in 2020 is we have to have a complete reset with our relationships with Russia and Iran in order to offset our relationship with China. And our long-term ambition, of course, needs to be weakening China from being a threat against us.
Well, Napoleon said China was a giant best left sleeping, and now she's awake. Anyway, Scott Bennett, glad to have you aboard. We'll have to do it again. And
Thank you, Power Hour Nation,
glad to have you aboard. I'm George Freund, your guest host from Canada. We appreciate you. We are the key to the lock for positive change. This Power Hour Nation, supported any way and every way you can. Thanks for coming out.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.